A little later, we'll hear an excerpt of a more recent interview with Mosley. First, guest film critic Steve Weinberg has a review of the new film adaptation of Devil in a Blue Dress, directed by Carl Franklin.
Carl Franklin's detective thriller, Devil in a Blue Dress, is a graceful, confident piece of filmmaking. Set in the L.A. of the late 40s, it evokes the velvety look and bluesy feel of the post-war film noirs and plays off their conventions. But the detective, Easy Rollins, is black, and that changes everything. Played by Denzel Washington, Easy's a machinist who loses his job and can't pay his mortgage. A greasy character named Albright, Tom Sizemore, recruits him to locate a vanished white woman, Daphne Monet, who hangs out in black bars. Easy gets a lead. Daphne's tight with an old girlfriend of his. But then the friend turns up dead, and Easy, who slept with her just hours before, is suddenly up to his neck in trouble. Introducing race into the noir mix freshens an overworked genre and authenticates what are usually mere flourishes. There's real jazz on the soundtrack. T-Bone Walker, Memphis Slim, Thelonious Monk, and the crackle of real danger charges the glistening streets. Easy's assignment leads him into white neighborhoods that his survival instincts caution him to stay out of. And when white cops mess with him, there's no guarantee he'll leave the precinct alive. Devil in a Blue Dress is entertaining, but it has emotional weight. Easy's relationship to the violence around him is complex, and that comes through in the picture's tone. In his best role in years, Denzel Washington is superb. His handling of Easy's troubled encounters with white Angelinos is delicate, layered with conflicted feelings. But he also gets to try some robust, low-down comedy. His sex scene with Lisa Nicole Carson is pure burlesque. As the object of Easy's search, Jennifer Beals is tantalizingly ambiguous. The look in her enormous eyes could be sadness, or triumph, or maybe just sexual interest. The underrated actor Tom Sizemore plays slippery Albright as the stuff of nightmares. He smiles crookedly under his pencil-thin mustache and hides his filthy agenda in the excess flesh around his cheekbones. The cast is salted with memorable personalities, like Maury Chaykin and Terry Kinney as rival politicos, and Don Cheadle as Easy's pal Mouse, ferociously loyal and incorrigibly trigger-happy.
Now we got to go find that girl so we can get that money, huh?
Hell no, we don't have to go find nobody. I done changed my mind. I don't need your kind of help, Mouse.
Boy, look at you. Man, cut a damn smile in your neck. You gonna tell me you don't need my kind of help?
See, this the same shit you pulled 5 years ago when you killed old man Navashette and them. You ain't even been in my house 5 minutes and you done shot somebody already, Mouse.
Come on, Easy. Come in on this thing, man.
No.
Easy, I'm trying to do right. I mean, now. Come on, man, I can help you. Now you know you're gonna need somebody at your back.
The source of Devil in a Blue Dress is a novel by Walter Mosley, and Carl Franklin's screenplay sticks to Mosley's plot. But Franklin vivifies Mosley's flat, awkward prose. Franklin, who also made One False Move and the gripping TV movie Laurel Avenue, understands film genres from the inside out, and he's brilliant at coaching actors. He's the most gifted of the black filmmakers to emerge in the 90s.
Steve Weinberg writes about film for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross. He reviewed Devil in a Blue Dress, adapted from a novel by Walter Mosley.